This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is urging railroads to improve the use of safety detectors, and why not after what happened in Ohio in Palestine, and then also now what's happened in Sarasota. They're trying to figure out what to do with these propane filled cars that have tumbled over. We have details on that. Not fun if you live anywhere near there, and there's a big commercial area in Sarasota very close to where this accident just occurred on Tuesday. Hard to believe, but we have leapt into March, and the Supreme Court is saying not so fast in a major decision when it comes to President Biden's proposal to do away with some student loans. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And there are some other things that are happening in the world on a more pleasant note, and we'll get into those as we motor through this hour. But first, let's talk about that Sarasota deal. Train car carrying about 30,000 gallons of propane. It was among six of these that derailed in Florida, just outside of Sarasota, right in Sarasota. And first responders got there quickly. They are really all describing it as, a couple of them described it as like a minefield, because these cars dug in and just kind of fell off the tracks. So no leaks are detected. That's the good news. Last week, ironically, I was right over that area. I crossed over those tracks, and it is in the heart of a big commercial area where you've got a couple of places where hundreds of people work, and of course they were all evacuated because the concern is what with this propane, it would be massively flammable, and they got to figure out these mangled tracks and then these tankers carrying these thousands of gallons of the propane, how to flip them over. So their concern is far from over, because they got to figure out a way to pull them up in the middle of this derailment so that it doesn't explode. And they're using drones and thermal imagery to watch what's happening with the car. So still in the throes of that accident and figuring out what's going to happen there, while in Ohio, the cleanup and what to do with the materials, because you have more states that are saying, no, we don't want your hazardous material. Now that's starting to become a thing. And still, what's happening to the people there who are concerned years down the road, what will the effects be of what's in the air and what's in the ground because of what came out of that accident? So naturally, there's a lot of conversation about what do we do safety-wise moving into the future to prevent this from happening. Are there better alerts, or is there something else that can happen that can kick in? But that all goes to what are the causes of the different derailments. And, you know, it's interesting, while we're dealing with that in the United States, just a quick aside, 32 people dead, 85 were injured. There were trains that collided in northern Greece. And it was a route that was popular because it's big tourist cities. So you had a freight train that collided with another train, and it was just scattered remnants of so much of those trains all over the place, and thick plumes of smoke, kind of what you saw in Ohio. But in Ohio, it wasn't about people, it was about what was on those trains, thank goodness, at least from that perspective. So pay attention to what's happening when it comes to safety and how the votes go and how this investigation goes, because I think that there will be some things that will be thrown into place. We've got a lot of tracks in the United States, in major areas, in rural areas, you know, just about everywhere you look, and you might not see it, but not too far away, there are probably tracks that are hauling all kinds of materials, right? So having the railroads improve the use of safety detectors, I think, is a great suggestion. And that's more about what happened in Ohio, because Norfolk Southern's system of detectors alerted the crew of the derailment moments before it came off the tracks, but it's not subject to federal regulations. So now they're talking about what are the thresholds for when these detectors sound an alarm, and how do crews and railroad employees respond to the warnings? Is there a way that they can get to this faster so that you don't have those dangerous derailments? Is there something that can happen to push the safety measures in a different direction? Because there's a long history of having voluntary practices, right? Like, that's what's in play. They call them the wayside detectors and automated track inspection technologies. There's all kinds of stuff out there. But a lot of that gets pushed, but doesn't get adopted. It becomes more voluntary than anything else. And then it goes to the, could, when you look at the root cause of the accident, could something have prevented that from going on? So there's got to be some sort of safety measures, and you got to figure out what are you going to do as far as fines for the railroads, and what does it mean as we keep moving forward, because they're here to stay. That's not going away. Sarasota is clearly another example of what can happen, and they got to still figure out how they're not going to have a major explosion and carefully figure out a way to lift those cars up, which is no easy task. That's why it's described as a minefield, because it's like a jigsaw puzzle of, ooh, how do we lift this up? All right, in Chicago, it's going to be a changing of the guard there. For the first time in 40 years, an incumbent has lost. So when she was elected, there was a lot of excitement about, at least from the Democratic side, of what this mayor, Lori Lightfoot, was going to do when it came to crime and other things that were happening in a very corrupt city. Let's face it, they deal with all kinds of problems in that department. And instead, there was a terrible teacher strike. There was crime that really rose, dealing with the pandemic. The economic fallout of that didn't help her. And she was the outsider that was supposed to shake up the city, but it didn't happen enough for the people, so they did not vote for her. Instead, they were going to have a runoff election as to who is the next mayor of Chicago, which is our third largest city. Did you know that? You know, you think of cities, you know, the San Franciscos and LAs and New York City, but Chicago is right up there at number three with the population in those close suburbs, and even as you get just a little bit further out, what that ultimately looks like. All right, the Supreme Court, to me, is a very big deal that's being talked about and should be talked about, because there's massive debate about student loan forgiveness. When this first was the mantle last year taken up by the president, there were a lot of people that said, well, wait a minute, is that fair? I had to pay my way through school, or I went to a trade school. So some of the conservative Supreme Court justices are saying, I think so. I mean, these are oral arguments that are being heard at this point, but the way it's looking, the way it's tilting, I don't think debt forgiveness is going to go the way that the president is hoping, if we look at what the Supreme Court at this point is saying.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
March 12th is the Oscars for this year, and we're in that awards season thing, and maybe you're paying attention, maybe you're not, maybe you liked a couple of the movies that were nominated, but certainly for the movie business anyway, it's their big night to celebrate things that have happened. And if you remember, last year, lots of people were talking about the Oscars who could care less about who won what and what happened at the movies, who was the best director, best picture, any of that, best actor or actress, because they didn't care. They're not paying attention to it. They're not drawing big ratings necessarily. But this time around, everybody, not just in the U.S., all over the place, everybody was talking about what happened on that night. You could say it was the slap heard round the world. Take a listen.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
All right, that was when Chris Rock, you could hear that thump. That was when Chris Rock was slapped by Will Smith. And he made that joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. And everybody talked about that afterwards, that what they thought, how they felt about that is ridiculous, or, you know, he could have filed assault charges, or how come he wasn't pulled out of the Oscars, and then he ended up winning the Oscar for portraying Richard Williams in the movie about the Williams family. So now the reason I bring this up is because, okay, so it's a year later. Chris Rock is banned from the Oscars and voting and everything else for 10 years. Or not Chris Rock, Will Smith. Chris Rock keeps getting asked when he's on stage. People yell things out about the slap. Everybody wants to know his opinion about it. And apparently he's going to do a live stand-up special on Netflix on March 4th where he's going to address the Will Smith slap at the Oscars. He's alluded to it in some short quips here and there in the stand-up performances over the past year, but he's going to address it at a greater length for the first time. So this is material that's put into this thing that he's going to do, and I will be curious as to what he says. You know, it's going to stream 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday from a theater in Baltimore, and it's called Chris Rock Selective Outrage. So I will see what he had to say about that, because he was, I think he's kind of smart. He knew it was a big deal, and everybody, I mean, that just became the thing that followed him around, just like Will Smith in a different way. And he didn't really say too much about it, which kind of makes sense if you think about it, because what's he going to say? Putting it into an event that he's doing makes more sense, and it's so close to the Oscars. Since we're on the movie business for a second, I mentioned this the other night, another show that I did, but here's an actor I really liked. He was a man's man, I would call him, and he was in some great movies that I like, but Tom Sizemore is in a coma with no further hope. He had a brain aneurysm from a stroke, and his family is deciding on what they're doing. And the fact that they said there's no chance for recovery, he was in Saving Private Ryan. He was in all kinds of shows that you would know, Natural Born Killers and Pearl Harbor, even Black Hawk Down. That was big in the early 2000s, like 2001, I think that came out. There's another movie I liked called Heat. He was part of that. So just 61 years old, and apparently he's in a hospital in Burbank. He was found unconscious at his house because of that brain aneurysm, and there's just saying that this is an end of life decision at this point. The family has to make that official call of it, but there's nothing that they're able to do. What a hard decision, as we know that many people unfortunately find themselves in those situations, right? And he's married, so his wife will have to make that decision. And you know, they were close. They were super, super close. I mean, they're not married now, but they were super, super close. And she's involved in his life, and so then other family members. But kind of an awful, awful thing that squarely hit that family. Like I said, so many other families have to deal with. All right, I want to throw this into the mix here in kind of a free-for-all segment, because I've been reading a lot about Finland, right? And you look at Finland and the borders with Russia, and good for them. They are building a wall for very good reason. They started construction of barriers along that frontier area with Russia, because they're having so many problems there and trying to add to the separation. It's one of the few entry points for Russians. And after many Western countries shut down their airspace and borders to Russian planes in response to the Ukraine invasion, then that they became one of the portals, and Helsinki closed its border at the end of September of 2022. And you saw the traffic intensify because Putin tried that partial mobilization of hundreds of thousands of citizens to fight in the war, and you had 8,500 Russians crossing the border in one day alone. So the Finnish border guard said the fence wouldn't be built along the entire length of the border, but instead would focus on border crossing points and other riskier areas. So the target areas, and they're going to have this construction that is going to go on for a couple of years, the way they forecast it, from 2023 through 2025. Pretty interesting. They are building that wall because you heard me say 8,500 pouring in one day, then having the problems the next day. And that was all on the mobilization deal with Putin, where nobody wanted to serve. They're just, get me out of here. Forget about it. All right, speaking of Ukraine in that situation, a senior Defense Department official's arguing against providing F-16s and the training to Ukraine because of how long it would take, the cost, and the priorities. As the war is now into more than a year, the Undersecretary for Defense said it would take 18 months. That's a long time to provide the F-16s and then really get the pilots up to speed on flying what is a fourth-generation fighter. So when there's conversation about making that happen, the cost of doing it would drain the money for providing aid to Ukraine. And so what is being said, and what was said on the Hill during a House Armed Services Committee hearing on the oversight of U.S. money to Ukraine, is that it's hard to tell anyone, is what the Undersecretary of Defense said, that this is the best use of the dollars spent right now on these F-16s, that the priorities have to be, you know, you look at Ukraine, and their top priorities are air defenses, artillery, and armor, and the cost of sending 36 older F-16s to Ukraine, which is about half of what the Air Force thinks Ukraine will need to replace the Soviet era fighters they have, would cost $2 to $3 billion. And it would take, to do that, you know, if you gave them new F-16s, it would take 3 to 6 years. I mean, are they going to be in this 6 years? Wow. So there's the other part of, does it make sense to do the F-16s? Because here's what it would honestly take, and that's not being talked about. So theoretically, when you look at these deadlines and you look at the training and you look at the cost, it just doesn't seem like the smart way to go, even though they really need that because of the planes that they're dealing with right now. It's something that Zelensky is really, really adamant about, that, gosh, we need those F-16s. That's what we need, F-16s. And so Biden hasn't said much about it, but now you have this in conversation about what clearly it would take to make that happen. Introducing you to a really special lady next.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update.
Americans waiting to find out if the Supreme Court will allow student loan debt to be forgiven could be waiting until this summer for an answer. That's because a decision on the cases may not come until June. During oral arguments, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued the Biden administration has the authority to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student debt. It states the government can provide relief during a national emergency, such as a COVID-19 pandemic. They also heard a case brought by two borrowers. The plaintiffs argue the Biden administration made arbitrary decisions about who would qualify for debt forgiveness and how much of the balance would be canceled. Vanessa Bryant is walking away with nearly $29 million after settling her remaining claims with Los Angeles County. They were over photos that members of law enforcement shared after the 2020 helicopter crash that killed her husband, Kobe Bryant, their daughter, Gianna, and several others. Julio Flores.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wow, I'm going to introduce you to such an interesting woman who is making a difference in the world. And she joins us from England. She goes by Starlight or Aqua. It just depends on the mood, which I love. I think I need a couple of names. And she's got just a plethora of books that are out. So, Starlight, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Nice to be with you again.
And let's talk about your latest books. Tell us about your latest books.
Well, latest book is The Funny Side of Chaos, where I feature a bit of the COVID-19. And then I've got The Wizard of Oz, which is a remake of the movie with Judy Garland, which is The Wizard of Oz. But so I twist the name instead of Wizard of Oz, is Wizard of Woz. I know it's not very clever. And it's about when magic meets science, because the Wizard of Oz is not magic, he's like a scientist. So I do a bit of a twist, word twists in my books.
And those word twists are so clever. What do you hope people take away from reading your books, either, you know, any of your books, Funny Side of Chaos, Wizard of Woz? What would you like them to feel?
Well, I want to be remembered as a feminist. So most of my books are about being a feminist and a traveler. My main dream actually is to become what you call Amazon warrior, which is a warrior of women I'm not strong enough, but I like to have an Amazon warriors in the world because I'm a bit of a feminist.
I like it. So when we go down that road, do you think that there are more feminists or more people that are looking at women's issues than before, or are you concerned?
Well, actually, I met a few Argentinian women, which Argentina is a very Latino country, a lot of chauvinists, apparently. As you said, now in these days, actually, women are coming out. I mean, they are doing quite a lot of things. I don't know. I haven't been in Latino countries for a long while, but you know, there's guys there that want to kill us because they think we express our opinions, and women are not meant to express opinions, and I don't like that because I got lots of opinions.
You sure do. So this is an interesting thing to talk about because it made me think about this, and for people listening, do you dream when you write?
Oh, that's a good question. You caught me there. I think I dream all the time.
Yeah, you were telling us about you dreaming of Amazon, women warriors, civilization. You know, you talked about that you're a feminist and going to, even, what, a couple of decades ago, which would have been way different, you went to a feminist protest. What was that like 2 decades ago?
Can I just say that... actually, I think it was a bit more than that. And I actually saw this guy. There's lots of women parade. There were even police women around, so it was well organized. And this guy was talking, and I didn't realize what he was saying, so I just punched him. And he said, "Hey, I'm on your side." And I said, "Oh gosh, I hit the wrong person." Yeah, but you know, they don't like feminists or single parents, and because I was in those days, I was challenging them. They sort of threatened to take my kids away, and I think, gosh, you British are horrible, UK. And he said, well, they do it everywhere. They do it in the US as well. And I said, oh, what a pity, because I wanted to go to US. I don't want the same to happen there, because there's a lot of feminists in these days, like Vice President, Hillary, Obama's. So, oh, well.
Yeah, so it's different. So, and your books really can be read by anyone. And one of the questions actually that you sent to me that made me think, oh, this is a good thing to ask a Starlight, is what do you recommend for dreaming teenagers?
I say to them, insist, persist, follow your dreams. But there's one small thing detailing there that I've just discovered. Somebody just told me. See, apparently there's something they call brain hackers, like psychics. And apparently they can put ideas and dreams on thoughts in your brain, and you don't know if it's really your dreams you're following, or the dreams of somebody just put on your brain. I mean, apparently there's people that go like suicide bombers, and I say, would anyone want to do that? And I wonder if people put the ideas in your brain, I mean, then you don't know who are you. I mean, this is becoming to be a paranoia to me. I didn't really knew. I mean, I thought they was joking, you know. I didn't take it serious, but apparently it's true.
Yeah, and I've heard similar things, of course, and we know we talk about that. So we mentioned your two new books at the top, Funny Side of Chaos and Wizard of Woz. And your books are about, you know, traveling and being a feminist and those issues. Tell us some of the other titles so people know what else you have out there, including Businesswoman.
Yes, well, I've got two different names, pen names, you know, pseudonyms for Businesswoman. I got more. So I call myself Aqualite, and then I call myself Starlight. And it's about women, actually it's an Oriental woman in power. And it's a bit about America because you have lots of foreigners there. And this Oriental woman is a very rich woman and a businesswoman. She likes an Italian dancer. And she hires a woman that is from Mexico. So she likes a lot of nationalities. So that's a businesswoman. Then I have Traveling Desire, which is about a young teenager in a convent. And she thought she was curious, and she bought pornographic magazines. When the nuns found out, they say, "Ah, that's a sin. That's shocking." But she was a teenager, and she was curious. So she wanted to know that, but she got expelled because the nuns don't like pornographic magazines.
Right.
So that's Traveling Desire. Then I did four or three books. It's called True Poems. Then I've done Wizard of Oz. Then one more, Passion, Sex, and Technology. And, well, I can't remember anymore at the moment.
But what is Passion, Sex, and Technology about?
Well, I think some people get curious with the title. It's about as a writer in the UK. Somebody actually asked me to do a movie about that because it's based in the UK, even though I bloody hate UK sometimes. So it's about a writer then is trying to fight those Kobo's books. She wants a good old paper book. And she gets arrested, and then she has illegal sex in prison. And so that's the passion bit. It's to travel. The sex bit is when she gets arrested and gets an indecent proposal by a governor to have sex. And the technology bit is when she's fighting technology. So that's why it's passion, sex, and technology. Yeah, that's it.
Wow, and you're not going to stop writing, right? I'm sure there's more books to come.
Yes, I've got a book. I wrote a book like I would like to be for Channing Tatum because he's a dancer. He's an actor and a dancer. I also like Brendan Fraser, and I wrote also a book which I like him to be on it. It's a comedy. And I can't remember anymore.
but you have a lot of ideas, which is wonderful. And we're speaking to Starlight or Aqua. It goes by a couple of different names. You can find her books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all kinds of places. And, you know, we lost the Queen last year, and the world really watched and tuned in. And now you have King Charles, his coronation coming up in May. And you sent me something interesting that was just beautiful. You had a song that you dedicated to the Queen. Can you do the song for us?
Yes, can I just mention that I actually, before she died, I sent her two of my poetry books because you can't go wrong with poetry, you know.
No.
So, and she replied and she said, thank you. And 2 months later, she dies.
Wow. 2 months later, that's incredible. So give us your song.
Okay. Your Highness, Your Highness, Your Majesty, you are all we women would like to be. We want a queen. I don't mean to be mean. We don't want a king. We want a queen. God save the queen.
Okay. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was, as always, interesting and entertaining to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To take you to Australia for a journey with Rainier. He's written something that I think will just pop out at you at various moments in the day, meaning you can pick it up at any point. His poetry is wonderful, and it makes you think, and I think it will make you grow. And it's interesting because the name of the book, we'll call it that, is Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul, Growing Through Life's Experience. So, Rainier, thanks so much for hopping on.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
This isn't your first go-around. You've got another one out there. It's Letting Go to a Greater Power. Well, Letting Go to a Greater Power and Trust is one that I love, but your first book is Life, The Journey of the Soul. So tell me about the road to, first of all, dipping your toe in this direction and putting that together.
So initially started writing for my own self-expression as a means to capture my inner thoughts as I experienced significant events in my life. What prompted me was the tragedies through life. I lost my father at a very young age and so forth, so I was forced to grow through adolescence, migrating to Australia as a 13-year-old, and going through those adolescent years without that father figure. And life came with its shares of knocks. And in the younger years, I used to deal with it very externally, being an extroverted sort of person. But then I decided to venture out on a journey around Australia, planned on a couple of years, but it ended up being 10 years on a motorbike, riding with the wind, no sets, schedule or plans. And while I was traveling, I found myself sometimes in very remote areas reflecting within, see what did life mean? What was it sort of, why are these things, why do these events happen in our lives? And then I started writing purely for my own self-expression. Initially, I was very reluctant to expose it, but the handful of people that I shared my work with found it triggered off their own thoughts in their own life events and felt I should make it more accessible to many. Initially, as I said, I was very reluctant as it exposed the very core of my vulnerabilities. But about 4 years ago, I started to share some of my work on social media. And in July 2, 2021, I released my first book, The Life, The Journey of the Soul. At the start of my publishing journey, I signed up with the publisher, Balboa Press, for two books. The first off, which was Life, The Journey of the Soul. And now the second was Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul, which was a progression. The first one took me to a certain point in my life, and then that continued on. And Growth takes me up until very recent past.
And it's interesting. It's interesting. Let me stop you there because, as you say, it takes you up to, you go from life, journey of the soul to now here we are, growth, enlightenment of the soul. I mentioned that one particular entry I loved, letting go to a greater power in trust. But you also have one that's so significant. It's tough in a way when you write. I say it is like children because you write your thoughts down, and especially when you're doing poetry, when you're telling a story, because it's you. It's in your soul. You're sharing it, as you mentioned, when you dipped in at first for the very first book that you wrote. So it's personal. And I think people can relate to being a parent, or to having a parent, or to being close to someone where you feel like that on either side of it. And you recited this for me off the air, and I think the listeners would love it. You've got a son named Dane, and you have a wonderful entry in the book that we're talking about, A Father's Wish. Will you do that for us?
I would love to, Kate. It'll be my pleasure to recite that piece. And I hope many listeners will be able to relate to this piece. A father's wish. I will fly you high upon my shoulders, reach as far as my heavenly wings can fly, to place you upon the highest mountain that is within my reach. When I am no longer of flesh and blood, imprint your footsteps on a path of your own. From the mountain I place you upon as the foundation, launch your young life to fly as high as you can. Do not strive to be as me. I have run my race with the wolves. Start from where I end. There is no need to retrace my steps. Soar, my son, in the winds of heaven, be known as life. Where I cease to be, find your way through life's maze. Discover paths I never traversed. Your journey is for you to own. Falter not in fear of doubt, for my strength I have instilled within you. When I am no longer of the flesh, I will ever be your guiding light. In times when you falter, you will hear my gentle voice. Feel my hands upon you as I stand you back on the solid ground. Know in all your heart, my son, that you will never walk alone.
Wow, so wonderful. When I'm no longer of the flesh, I will be your guiding light. I love that line. And just, I think that gives comfort to people who have just in general lost anyone and feel like they've lost them. And you're already reaching out and saying, hey, I will be there. I'm there. I will be your guiding light.
And the reassurance for me to be able to say that is my own relationship with my father who passed when I was 12. And to date, I still feel him there when I need him.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So powerful. So when people read this book, when they read these pieces, Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul, Rainier, what do you hope that they take away? What do you hope they walk away with?
My simple expectation is for readers to develop, through reading this work, the inner emotional strength and a strong drive to explore the deeper aspects of the self, their own self, through the experience of their individual lives. Life is a great gift to us, and it shouldn't be wasted. We're here for a purpose, and that simple purpose is for our own inner growth. Through my poetry, I do not narrate a prescribed recipe to deal with life's hurdles. I merely provide a lyrical glimpse of my own thought patterns and lessons learned, which I hope will trigger the reader's own lines of thought when dealing with similar chapters in their own unique lives. It's important to realize that even when two people experience the same events, such as loss of love or a loved one, though the event may be the same, the actual experience can be vastly different for individuals. You've got to realize that we only see life through our own eyes. So how do we know what impact the loss of a loved one will have on the other person? I know what impact it would have on me, but the next person may have a deeper or shallower bond with, say, a parent or a loved one, or may be more emotionally guarded than the next person. How often do we hear, "Oh, that happened to me, I know what you're going through"? Is this really realistic? The entire journey through the fire could be different for each individual, right? And all I hope is for readers to use my journey to empower their own journey.
Wow. And that's what you can hope for, certainly. And again, you can get this on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We're speaking with Rainier, Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul. So you have one and two, and that makes sense, and I understand that. I'm wondering if we'll ever see a third from you.
Interestingly, approximately 12 months ago, the publisher asked me if I would do another book. At the time, I was at crossroads in my life, so we left the conversation to revisit the idea later after the second book was published. I don't write with a plan. Instead, I let the content come from within me through reflection. And interestingly, soon as I held the hard copy of the author review of Growth, Enlightenment, the Soul in my hand, the title of the next book came into my mind, out of the ethers. I've never even thought about this. So I would say it's a safe guess that another will follow this in this series. And most likely, the title will be Love, the Soul Finds Peace.
Well, that's perfect, because you've taken us on a journey, if you think of where, as you know, where you started, what now we talked about, growth, enlightenment of the soul, and then taking us through what I think is the most important thing in our lives, love.
It's the glue that holds us together, right? The universe together, you and me, people, all of us. If we can only surrender to that love, perhaps the world will be a better place.
Ooh, so agree with that. Rainier, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. It's been an honor, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books, Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.